Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Saturday, May 11th, 2013. The time is just flying by so quickly. It's time for our monthly segment, Real Estate Straight Talk. However, before we go into our segment, I would like to thank Dominga Martin. She came on our show 2 months ago, and she was discussing her film that she's trying to get put out there. And it's called My First Love. I wanted to thank her very much for the beautiful card that she sent me. It was a thank you card that she dropped in the mail, and I got it. And I just wanted to let her know I received it, and thank you so much. And you have my full support, so whatever it is you need or want, just give me a holler and let me know. So now, with that said and done, I would like to move on over to Real Estate Straight Talk with Sharon Homer.
Welcome to Real Estate Straight Talk with industry professional Sharon Homer, breaking it down and giving you the inside track on the real estate front so that you too can achieve the new American dream.
Well, well, welcome, Sharon. How are you today?
I am doing absolutely well, Aurelia. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. It's a great day.
Great, yeah, it really is. It's great to be back on the show and discussing the starting off where we left off, actually, with the real estate investing. So it's actually great to be back. It's been about 2 months.
Oh, right, right. Well, I believe we have your wonderful co-host, Mr. Joe Bilardo, joining us as well.
Hey, Joe.
Hey. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Been very busy, as always, but feeling very relaxed today.
Oh, good, good. Well, we missed you for the time that you were gone, but we're glad you're back. And I know that you're going to have a wealth of information to share with us because you've been gone so long, so that means you were busy investigating new stuff for us, right?
Yeah,
right?
Always.
Okay. Yeah. So, as you know, we have had the amazing Teresa Martin on our show, and she has shared a wealth of information in regards to the real estate industry, not only on the, you know, just how to own a home, but the process and steps needed to get to the point where you are able to buy your own home. And with that in mind, she had given us a whole bunch of different resources that we could investigate and discover that would help us understand the whole process better.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, that our wonderful, wonderful host, Ms. Sharon Homer, has been going out and doing some investigation, and she's going to share what you both have been up to in regards to that. So please share.
Yeah, Joe and I actually have been following up with some of the tips that Teresa Martin has been sharing with the audience and the listeners. And one of the first things we wanted to kind of talk about was one of the vehicles that she shared. And one of the segments, I believe it was back in November, she had offered the options to join and to look further into your local real estate investors association. So we did. Joe and I actually, we're in Delaware, so ours is the Delaware Real Estate Investors Association, who are also members of the National Real Estate Investors Association. So Joe and I actually went to a meeting, and we were able to get a wealth of information and talk to the guys who head the Del. It's actually the acronym is DelRIA. So We learned a lot. We learned a lot, but the good thing is that we also were, it was a lot of information we already knew. I think the biggest thing that I took from it was you just have to do it. Like when you, especially from the consumer's angle, when you want to invest, and you feel like you're ready to invest, but you feel like you have to keep getting more and more information. I need to know this. I need to know that. I need to do this. I need to do that. When you feel like you have prepared yourself enough, what I've learned from going there and even talking to the people who've done it for the first time, how they got started and where they are now, pretty much the common thread was you just have to do it. And that was a really good piece because a lot of, like, Joe and I left sharing information and what we thought about it. And we thought it's, like I said, we thought it was a wealth of information, but it was a lot of information we already knew. It's just a matter of just doing it. And I think that's one of the key points for our listeners because even from the very first show, we talked about how you have to train yourself in thinking and, you know, getting yourself into the place of wanting to even invest and why we should invest. And then we brought Teresa on and some of our other guests on to talk about and to, you know, try to teach our listeners why you should invest. And Teresa really came in and told us and trained us how to invest and how to do it the right way and how to prepare yourself from a wealth standpoint. And, you know, once you come together with preparing yourself and, you know, mentally and financially, then after that you just really have to do it. But what Del Rio brings to the table is that vehicle to do it. They offer, like, membership, and there's a lot of different things that you get from being a member of Del Rio, like their resources and advertising and constant training and coaching, and they help you to, I believe, Joe, they even said they help you build a business plan because once you start investing, what we also talked about in our previous shows, how it's a business. Like, you can really have a business going with investing in real estate and the different parts of real estate. And, you know, it was just really good. I believe Teresa even mentioned how it's a low-cost investment to get in because they have private financing. And I believe the amount is it's $10,000 or less to get started. It was just a really good wealth of information that was coming from those knowledgeable men and women who were investing and coaching with at least the Delaware Real Estate Investment Association.
My question is, you know, how do you become a member of the organization? What is required of you other than to pay a fee? Is there anything else?
I don't believe so. I don't believe that there is. It's just a fee. I believe the annual fee is $149. But the other good thing about the membership is you can still take advantage of a lot of the tools that they offer. Not all of the tools, but a lot of the tools by just paying for every, for instance, their training sessions. There's a minimal fee that you will pay to attend their meetings. And you can still have some access to them without being an annual member if you feel like you want to get your feet wet a little bit or familiarize yourself more with the organization. I'm not sure if all the RIAs are like that, but I'm sure that they are. But there's an application process, and there's an annual fee that you have to commit to paying. Now, I believe the annual fee for the membership is really nothing but an application and a fee. But I believe there in order to begin investing, I believe that's when you take another initial investment, which I believe that is anywhere like $10,000, maybe even less, maybe $6,000. For your initial investment, and as I stated, they offer additional options. I have not yet taken that leap, but what I have done is spoken to the gentleman who is over the Del Rio, and he is willing to come in, come on the show and speak for our listeners. So that is something that we can definitely ask him for the facts as far as membership and the investment side.
Hello?
Hello, Aurelia? Jeff?
Hello?
Aurelia? Joe, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Is she gone?
I'm actually unsure. But, Joe, did you have any thing that you wanted to add? Is there anything that you took away from our meeting when we went to Del Rio?
Well, I think it's, you know, like what we spoke about in the beginning, you know, it's about having a team of professionals. And
yep.
I think Del Rio or any of these organizations, what they are is, for those who don't have a team, it's almost like a surrogate team or joining into a group of people that have teams, so you get to benefit from their team. But I think that is good, but I still believe that anyone who's getting into real estate or any business venture should still be trying to build their own team.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's good, you know, to, if someone were to join a group, that's definitely a good thing. But, you know, I think eventually as you become more experienced, you want to start, you know, finding your own team and not solely relying on the resources they have, you know.
Yeah. And, I think they are there to really kind of, like you, as you stated, if you don't already have the team or have that type of mindset, it is definitely a great organization to look into. Even if you're an experienced investor, it may not be a bad idea to just look into their annual membership, because what I have learned about their annual membership, just on the membership side and not the investor side, I believe they offer discounts to certain they offer the discounts to different local merchants, and they offer the opportunity to advertise, even if the properties that you're flipping or leasing, have, that offers that opportunity as well. But they do have that additional piece, as you stated, as far as that surrogate team for those who don't already have that. And I think that's actually really good, based off of, like you said, the previous shows that we've had talking about building that team of professionals, because they don't tell you who to work with, but they do have people set up for you that they can recommend that they have used as their own for their own properties. But I think that is something good. That is another thing that was taken away, is they kind of have that mold of team. And I also like the fact that they help you to think of investing as a business when they help you to implement your business plan. I mean, you don't need them to do that. I mean, that is also something we've spoken about, that it is a business. People actually do this for a living. When you have that type of income, you need to have a plan. And that's when your team has to be built around the plan, because it will grow outside of just being able to be managed by the one person. Aurelia? So I think we lost Aurelia. I'm not sure.
Maybe we're lost.
I was going to say, I'm not even sure we're still on. What we're going to do is, for listeners, if we're still on, is we're going to come together again next month. And as I stated, I do and have asked Mike Ferris to come on the line, and he is the one who is over the Delaware Real Estate Investors Association, and he will be able to share with us a little bit more facts in regards to the other side, investing with Del Rio and the group and their group, and share a little bit more factual information in regards to membership. Joe and I have been out seeking other information and vehicles that we want to share with you guys, but again, we want to make sure that we're even on the line and get Aurelia.
You are.
Okay, I'm sorry. We lost you, but we wasn't even sure how it worked, but glad we have you back.
Yeah, I'm here. I was here the whole time. I don't know what's going on, so you just keep going. I can hear you, and you can hear me.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we actually was just wanted to share. Joe had mentioned that what he got from the meeting was the whole how Del Rio and his team, he actually had a panel of investors up that was sharing a wealth of information, how they actually are surrogates. It was like a surrogate team, how, you know, I don't know if you remember how we spoke in some of our other segments about building a team of professionals and how important that is, and, and having a business plan is. And Joe was pretty much saying that anyone can do that, but it's good to have them there as a resource to the community to be that for those who feel like they need a little bit more push and to test the waters a little bit more.
Okay. Well, Joe, so you're saying this is just like a good training period for you to learn how to basically have your business set up properly so that when you're out on your own, you can be able to run it without any hitches, correct?
Yeah, basically, because, I can put myself in the shoes of someone who's at ground zero, so to speak, and they haven't done any investing and they know nothing. They don't know who to call or who to talk to. The organizations such as the one, we're talking about are good because, you'll be in a room with other people who invest and they have their teams, but that they can refer you to, whether it be their contractors or lawyers or even agents, property managers, and, all the people that you would need, to be successful in real estate. But I feel as you're learning, and as you gain more experience and knowledge, you should be trying to network and find, your own team. And not to say that anyone that's a part of the group wouldn't become part of your team, but, at the end of the day, you have to find what works best for you and who works best for you and who you work best with, and that's what teamwork is. So, but I do think, at the end of the day, you just have to get started, the best way to get started, or the first place I feel to get started, is in putting that team together. So it is good to, have a community that you can be a part of where you're at least interacting with and mingling with other people in the business. So that's a
And they also have their information is up to date. So let's just say it's like if you need to update or find out, any new information, you can always go back to them as a resource.
Yes. Now locally, if anyone who's listening is in Delaware, locally Sharon and I do have a monthly mixer that we do, which can serve the same purpose or similar purpose, where people can come out, they can talk to us, they can talk to some of our team on a monthly basis, we're there once a month. And, and again, just kind of meet and casually have conversations and, decide, almost interview, if you will, and find out who you want to be a part of your team. We also do a class monthly as well, where we're giving information to people.
Okay, that's great. That is excellent. Yeah. And where do you normally have this particular event?
The networking event we do at a place called Celebrations on Market, which is on Market Street as you're headed towards 13 near ShopRite and Hess, so people locally would know that. And then the classes I do once a month at lately we've been doing it at my office, which is on Basin Road, behind the News Journal building.
Okay. That is excellent. And that's good to know because for all those people who are in the Delaware, Wilmington area, that would be good for them to come out and check it out if they have interest in this particular avenue for investing and or just getting actively involved in the real estate market. It's great. How long have you guys been doing these particular networking events and training sessions?
It's been for
almost a year.
Yeah,
it's been almost a year. I think we're coming up on a year this summer, and we've been very consistent with it. And it's been growing, actually. And the different, as Joe stated, with the training sessions that are held on Saturdays, we've been having some really good speakers come out and share their information also. So it is. It's that's another. That is something locally that the listeners can take advantage of, and we can forward you the information of the addresses and the dates and the times and when those are being held, so that you can share that with your listeners also.
That'd be great. I greatly appreciate that. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say the next one we're doing, we're gonna have contractors come out, and the contractors are going to talk about some issues, you know, what should you look at, you know, when you're purchasing a home or renting or any of the above, you know, what issues are we looking at, what do we need to look at, and what are some easy fixes for them. Yeah, so it's going to be very informative. And again, for people who want to invest, that's an opportunity to candidly speak to contractors, you know, who you're going to need, you know. One way or another, you're going to need to deal with contractors in this business. So if you don't know any, you know, there's an opportunity to meet them and talk to them.
Okay.
Yeah. And not all investors are the investors that are hands-on doing the actual work. So this is a great opportunity. So if you are looking to invest or you just started investing and you're looking for a really good contractor to be on your team, these are some guys that maybe you can take and schedule some time to walk through some properties with you before even making a decision, so that you do know what to look for and you have that professional there with you also.
Sounds good. Sounds excellent. Sounds like a very good opportunity to, you know, to learn more. Even if you have your own home already, you're going to need a contractor eventually. So that would just be an excellent
opportunity
to meet someone that can be of service to you in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. You guys are doing great work out there. Excellent. So I spoke with Sharon briefly. She said that on our next show, which will be, let's give everyone a date so they can start planning to join us, that would be the 8th of June.
Okay.
Yes, that would be the 8th of June. You said you may have a special guest joining you on the 8th of June.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes, I'm sorry. Mike Ferris, that heads the Delaware Real Estate Investment Association, has agreed to talk to our audience a little bit more about his program and the organization and what they have to offer as an annual member. And if you wanted to look into investing, what they have to offer from that angle as well. Joe and I spoke briefly on the fact that they have some private investing available, which goes back to the conversations that we had with Teresa. A lot of people wanted to know how much do you need to invest, and he will be actually the best person in using this vehicle with this organization to see how much you may need to invest initially with using BMS. So they have the private financing available for some of those renovations and costs. And there is some other information that we're looking into, because Joe and I spoke briefly on it, and I believe Teresa did also, was group investing. So and Mike might be able to share a little bit more information about that also. But, yes, he has agreed to be here with our next segment to provide additional information regarding that.
Okay. That's great. That's great. I see we have people joining us we don't even know. I don't know if you heard static and everything. So that would be excellent, and that works out just perfect because now that we've moved on into, you know, spotlighting individual avenues for investing, having these professionals come out really just helps us to get a better understanding because I am a novice when it comes to many of these things. So for me, it's a training session. So I'm appreciative of what you guys are doing, and I thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then that's why I'm glad that Joe mentioned, and I will mention again, and we will share the information with you. There are training sessions that are held on a monthly basis on Basin Road at Joe's office that we are, you know, we welcome all of our listeners to so that you can join because we do have professionals coming out and sharing a wealth of information monthly. And as I stated, we do have the professional networking mixer that is offered on a monthly basis also, which is the last Thursday of every month at Celebrations on Market that we invite you all to because there are some novices in investing and just there are some people who just want some additional information regarding the overall market that we have professionals out that will be happy to hold that conversation with you and share what information that we can offer during those times.
Now, does this cost anyone to, you know, go to Celebrations or to your training sessions? Is there a cost involved at all?
Absolutely not. Absolutely free.
Oh, really? That is even, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's an opportunity, again, to come out, talk with us in person, as well as our team of professionals, which includes contractors, insurance agents, lawyers, there's
financial advisors, mm-hmm.
people that come. There's a mortgage person that's going to come for the next one. I just spoke to him. So, I mean, all these people are in the room. And, I mean, it's pretty awesome because, I mean, I've been sitting there and people are making deals, like, right there in the event. And it's free. I mean, we had a guy that does web design that was there recently and he was, you know, someone was talking about how they needed a site, and he, you know, they were talking it out right there. So it really is a nice environment. And, you know, again, like what we're trying to do is create a community of people that, you know, can be a resource to each other, you know, as well mm-hmm. as us being a resource to you. You know, our audience can be a resource to each other.
That is mm-hmm. perfect. So I know time flies when you're having fun, and guys, our time's almost up. So so I just want to thank you guys for coming on. Joe, glad to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be
you're
back.
Welcome. Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And Sharon, thank you once again, and we will definitely be back on the 8th of June with more information and details and a special guest. So please, for all my listeners, come on out, listen, learn, and live better. And thank you guys very much once again.
You're welcome. Thank you, Aurelia.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And to my listeners, please tune in. I believe Wednesday we have a show coming up. It's going to be interesting. We're going to have, I'm not sure, but we're working on having, I believe she's an etiquette expert blogger. And she has a twin sister as well, but we're only going to have one of the sisters joining us. And it's going to be really interesting to find out about today's etiquette lessons that we really need to learn. Her name is Yvonne Durant. So this should be really interesting and really great. So I hope you can join us at 8 p.m. on Wednesday. Be well, everyone. Have an amazing day. Okay. And I'm going to keep talking until I can find my outro. There you go.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.